China's retaliatory tariffs went into effect today, and they'll likely hit American farmers hard. Correspondent Anna Corrin is in Beijing.
The tariffs include 15% on U.S. chicken, wheat, and corn, and 10% on products like soybeans, pork, beef, and fruit. Well, this is in response to the now 20% blanket tariffs President Trump placed on all Chinese goods.
And in Canada, Ontario's premier has announced it is now charging 25% more for electricity shipped to the U.S. That could impact more than a million Americans in three states. The Justice Department is looking into why we're paying so much for eggs. Scott McFarlane reports a watchdog group called for the investigation.
To review why egg prices are so high, whether it has to do with that bird flu or if there are other potentially more pernicious causes that are raising the prices of eggs.
Republicans have another budget plan, but Caitlin Huey Burns reports despite President Trump's endorsement, it has opposition from Democrats and at least one major Republican.
Already today, we have Thomas Massie, a congressman from Kentucky. You've probably heard his name a lot during these funding fights. He came out today and said he's absolutely against it. It would take a lobotomy, he said, to support this. So already down one vote.
A government shutdown could come on Friday. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for talks on Ukraine, and he said today they could lead to the administration releasing assistance to Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams reports the president has indicated as much.
Trump said that the pause on intelligence sharing had just about been lifted, but didn't give any further details about what he meant by that. Meanwhile, diplomatic wheels are turning. Ahead of that meeting in Saudi Arabia tomorrow, a senior U.S. official says that Ukraine wants to move forward.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Saudi Arabia, but will not be part of the talks. The leader of student protests at Columbia University is facing deportation after being arrested by immigration officials. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested Saturday. His lawyer says agents claim they were revoking his green card. President Trump says it's the first arrest of many to come. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was the body of a woman found in Lake Michigan off the Kenosha shoreline yesterday. Kenosha police were called to the report of a body in Lake Michigan near Eichelman Park just before 5. The recovered body, identified as female, has been turned over to the Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office. Police say they've launched an investigation. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 4.5 years in prison for assaulting a DNR warden. 43-year-old Mark Zerba II of Kansasville was recently sentenced in Forest County. The assault happened back in 2022. If you want to go deeper into why Racine County pulled out of an ice hockey arena deal, check out the RacineCountyEye.com. We reported last week the proposal initially discussed was pulled back, leaving ice hockey enthusiasts to think of something else. Go deeper with the story at RacineCountyEye.com. A speeding driver crashed into a car carrying 5 Racine teenagers at a red light early Sunday, leaving all hospitalized. That includes a 17-year-old in critical condition. The alleged offending driver, Salvador Coronado, has previous convictions. He was reportedly going over 90 at the time of the crash. A listening session about Racine's fire department referendum will take place tomorrow. The Humboldt Park Community Center is the location where people will be talking about the $1.5 million ask to hire more EMTs and paramedics. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose to the Cavaliers.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 112-100 at Fiserv Forum. Cleveland has now won 14 games in a row. How did Milwaukee measure up? Doc Rivers.
Honestly, I look at the game, guys, and they scored a bunch down the stretch, but defensively, we were good enough to win the game. Offensively, we were not good enough to win the game. We didn't do anything else enough to win the game tonight.
College basketball, the Badgers learn they'll face either Minnesota or Northwestern in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon in Indianapolis. The Badgers upset by Penn State over the weekend. It's Marquette against Xavier at Madison Square Garden on Thursday in the Big East tournament. And the Badgers women's basketball team head coach, Marissa Mosley, has stepped down after 4 losing seasons in Madison. NFL, Davante Adams headed to the L.A. Rams. The 32-year-old receiver will sign a 2-year deal worth nearly $46 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. basically feeling like summer today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s and flirting with a record of 68 degrees set back in 1879. Got some breezy winds out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above our average high temperatures for this time of year. Soaking up and enjoy the sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Well, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. Do you find yourself complaining a lot? Well, when you've developed a habit of complaining about things, it's not always easy to shut it down. An easy way to help yourself stop is by catching yourself in the act and adding a positive spin to it. John Gordon is author of The No Complaining Rule, and he suggests filtering yourself with the but positive technique. If you find yourself griping, add a but and say something positive. For example, I don't like driving to work, but I'm thankful at least I can drive and that I have a job. Yes, your complaint still spills out, but the positive note helps you clear the air a little. You register that you made a complaint, add a reason why it might not be worth complaining about, and over time, complaints will become far less common.
Yeah. Central Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me
Guess Who, American Woman, WRJN. Burton Cummings, by the way, of the original Guess Who, is going to be in Milwaukee on March 26th. It's a Wednesday night. He's going to be at the Pabst Theater. Tickets are on sale now. This is the 60th anniversary hits tour, and few artists have achieved the level of public success and critical acclaim that Burton Cummings enjoys in a career spanning more than 60 years. Tickets are on sale now.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine. Wellness that works. On the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Out now, cause he's coming after you.
Believe all your lies.
my boyfriend's back. He's gonna save my reputation.
Ella, Ella, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
From 1963, it's the Angels and My Boyfriend's Back on WRJN. 30 years later, a zombie movie was made with the same title, My Boyfriend's Back. It's about a teenage boy who returns from the dead to pursue the girl he loves. The song, by the way, does not appear in the movie.
Daydream believer and a homecoming queen. night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Hits WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was the body of a woman found in Lake Michigan off the Kenosha shoreline yesterday. Kenosha police were called to the report of a body in Lake Michigan near Eichelman Park just before 5. The recovered body, identified as female, has been turned over to the Kenosha County Medical Examiner's Office. Police say they've launched an investigation. One of the teens injured in that Racine crash early yesterday is in critical condition. 5 teens total were injured, along with the driver of the other car, allegedly going over 90. The teens were hit while at a light at 16th and Dean. The driver of the car hit was flown to Milwaukee with life-threatening injuries. 4 others were treated locally. The driver police say was speeding was 34-year-old Salvador Coronado. He was injured and has prior convictions of fleeing and eluding and driving while revoked. If you want to go deeper into why Racine County pulled out of an ice hockey arena deal, check out the RacineCountyEye.com. We reported last week the proposal initially discussed was pulled back, leaving ice hockey enthusiasts to think of something else. Go deeper with the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Practically feeling like summer today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 60s and flirting with a record of 68 degrees set back in 1879. Got some breezy winds out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above our average high temperatures for this time of year. Soaking up and enjoy the sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Yeah.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We are going to put a debate to bed forever, or are we? In a survey of chefs, food historians, food writers, and critics, and flavor chemists, pineapple on pizza was given the thumbs up by about half the group. The other half said pineapple should not go on pizza. So the debate continues.
You don't know what I got. Just a little new scoop with a flash.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
Salt together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also home to the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to him weekday mornings 6 till 9. He's got tons of great local interviews with folks from throughout the community. You can check them out on the air and online at WRJN.com. It's the Don Rosen Morning Show, tomorrow morning, 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
When you needed me so,
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Tonight, clear skies, 40 for the low. Tomorrow, temperatures falling to about 35, and then Wednesday, sunshine and 46.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Dow tumbled again today, down 865 points. Bob Dahl from Crossmark Global Investments.
Uncertainty and the lack of confidence, it continues to erode.
The markets are worried about inflation, federal layoffs, and the tariffs. In Ontario, Canada, Premier Doug Ford said he's now charging 25% more for electricity that's shipped to more than a million Americans in Minnesota, New York, and Michigan. And he says he won't hesitate to increase that charge if the U.S. escalates the tariffs or shut off electricity completely.
It's hurting workers, it's hurting businesses, it's hurting investments, and it's hurting families on both sides of the border. It needs to end.
And China's retaliatory tariffs went into effect today. It will hit American farmers hard, as Jim Krasula reports.
It's the latest escalation of a trade fight between the world's two biggest economies. Glenn Muller heads up the South Dakota Pork Producers Council.
We need to maintain an open trading market to move the product that we have here and that we can produce the safest, best product in the world.
The Chinese tariffs will include a levy of 15% on U.S. products, including chicken, wheat, and corn, as well as 10% on products like soybeans, pork, beef, and fruit. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia for talks on Ukraine. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is traveling with the secretary.
U.S. officials here in Jeddah are telling me that the